Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. What makes a single mother's finances unique compared to married, divorced, and widowed women? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Children are gifts, but they're expensive, even when there are two salaries combined from a working couple. A single mother's unique situation and financial concern is often managing the depression that comes with the stress of trying to handle the money issues related to growing children solo. Depression relief around money issues often causes single mothers to fall prey to emotional spending as a means of feeling better. What are the top ways that single mothers can secure a solid financial future? I would say question your spending motives. Budget as if your life and your children's depend on it, because they do. Since a woman's overall earnings are likely to be less than a man's, increase the percentage of your income that you save to offset that difference. Save for your retirement first and your children's higher education second. There are loans to get kids through school, but no loans to cover your retirement needs. What are some of the common pitfalls that single mothers face when it comes to developing a financial plan? I think the answer is putting off getting started, because there's always something else that needs to get done. Believing that they aren't money smart enough to do it is a mantra that single moms need to get rid of. Staying isolated and not seeking help by way of getting better educated through money magazines, investment clubs, and money websites, that tends to be another problem that is unique and facing single mothers. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.